Good afternoon. Last time I spoke here, I was zeichet to speak here. I spoke about Torah Shabbat Peh, a little piece from Rav Herschel Schechter's new Sefer Divrei Seferim, and I'll continue on that theme. And I'll talk about a little bit Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav. So the status of Dinim Derabbanan, we said earlier that the last two sections that make up Torah Shabbat Peh, they're Gzeirus Derabbanan and Takanas Derabbanan. So just to continue with that thought, there was a somewhat famous speech that Rav Soloveitchik gave when he was Messiah Masechtas Brachos. When he finished Masechtas Brachos, he learned it for many years. And Rav Soloveitchik raised in the speech, during the Siyum, he raised a basic question, and he asked how to classify Dinim Derabbanan. And so he said that you would think that the time spent studying Dinim Derabbanan would actually be Bittul Torah on a D'Oraisa level, because you're not studying D'Oraisa. So it will be Bittul Torah D'Oraisa if you're only learning Derabbanan things. And he said maybe it would be better if we would have done Masechtas Zvachim or Menachos, which would deal with Karbanis, that the halachas are midin Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, of course, this is not true, and he said that even though the obligation to fulfill the Dinim Derabbanan is a Derabbanan was mandated by the Chachamim, nevertheless, once they instituted all these Dinim, they became a full-fledged portion of Torah Shabbat Peh, and it was on a level of a D'Oraisa. So Rav Herschel Schechter was Rav Soloveitchik's Talmud, of course. He expands on this thought, and he uses a little bit of a brisker logic, which would make sense, that's where Rav Soloveitchik was from, of course. And he says the Chayvas HaGavra, the personal obligation to observe these dinim is only midrabanam, but they become a cheftza shel Torah. They become on a level of a d'oraisa. They become a part of the actual Torah on a d'oraisa level. So when you study these dinim, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah mid'oraisa. It's a d'oraisa level of a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So to illustrate this point, Rav Soloveitchik, he pointed there was a very well-known Gemara, and I want to expand on this Gemara with the time that I have left, because it's a very important Gemara. The Gemara says that the machlaikasim between the yeshivas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara, in Erevin, the Gemara talks about, actually, Shammai and Hillel, they lived, first of all, a little bit before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, about 100 years before, and each one established a large yeshiva. Shammai and Hillel themselves, they only had one machlekes. They only had one machlekes between them. But as the years went on, their talmidim ended up having many machlekesim about what Shammai and Hillel said. And the Gemara says over there a very famous quote: "Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim." These, both of these things, are the words of Hashem, of the living Hashem. So a lot of times people misinterpret what this means, and they misrepresent what "Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim" means, and they claim that it means that you could do whatever you want as long as there's a sheet that you could be Saimachan, then you could do whatever you want. As long as there's one man to Amr that says something, then I can do it, because Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, they're all the words of Hashem, they're all equal, so what's the difference? I can do whatever halacha I want. A lot of times that's what people do, but that's of course not the case at all. What it means is that when you learn Torah and you reach a discussion in the Gemara where it's clear that a lot of the time that the Gemara is going to spend discussing the rejected view of Beis Shammai, for example, in this case, you shouldn't have the attitude that this is considered Bittul Torah. Not at all. It doesn't make a difference. It's just not accepted as a practical halacha. But of course, it's not Bittul Torah, because the views of Beis Shammai are also part of the Cheftza Shel Torah. So that's what it means, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. As far as halacha l'maisa goes, of course, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, but this doesn't mean that they're wrong or that their opinions were without value. They're entitled to their opinions because it was based on the Midas Shetar. And the Drash Shetzbahem was based on valid ways of thinking lehalacha. And if you study their opinions, then of course you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that is that's an illustration of how Dinim Derabbanan might be understood. So of course, I should just say that just like the not accepted opinions of Beis Shammai, all the Dinim Derabbanan became part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, not Torah. So therefore, despite the fact that the obligation to fulfill specific mitzvahs might be midrabanan, it's clearly midrabanan, or they're clearly not min hater. One who studies the takonis drabanan and the xeris of the rabanan, you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on a raisa dika level. And of course, we should all strive to learn as much Torah as we can. And that is the meaning of Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Have a wonderful day.